On RNIB Connect Radio, we like to keep up to date on the latest technology or medical advances when it comes to sight loss. Now, there has been an exciting announcement coming out of the USA. It's by Spark Therapeutics, and it's related to a gene therapy trial all around retinal disease. Now, we will be hearing from Paolo Falabella from Spark Therapeutics a little bit later. Now, though, it's George McNamara, who is from Fight for Sight, who joins us. And George, thank you for coming along. So tell me, first of all, a little bit about Fight for Sight.
Well, thank you very much. Well, Fight for Sight is the UK's leading eye research charity. And our aim is really to fund the pioneering research to help prevent sight loss and treat eye disease. And what we want to see is an end to sight loss. And we know that the breakthroughs in terms of treatments and potential cures will only be found through actually funding good quality research into these over 100 different eye diseases. We spend over £3 million a year of our income funding these innovative research projects, right the way from funding hospitals to academic institutions. And we are seen as one of the leaders in eye research, but we could do so much more if we really focused and delivered better quality research and fundamentally improved the quality of life and hope for people with sight loss.
Now, we're talking today, George, about retinal conditions. Now, I'd imagine there's probably a number of conditions then that we could really talk about when it comes to the retina, because it's such a crucial part of the eye.
That's exactly right. Retinal diseases affect the retina, and that's a thin layer of tissue on the inside back wall of your eye that is light sensitive. So retinal diseases, which vary quite widely, but most of them do cause visual symptoms. We hear about the different types of conditions related to retinal disease, such as Leber congenital amaurosis, macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, and Stargardt muscular dystrophy. But there are also some other less known wearer diseases as well, such as Azure, and not much research is being currently conducted into those more rarer diseases.
Now, we're going to be chatting about the Sparks therapeutic announcement shortly, George, but in terms of other research then, you mentioned some of the more common ones which people may have heard of. Have there been advances in those areas?
Yes, I mean, there have been promising progress on treatments for varied individual conditions, such as age-related macular degeneration treatments, and that can be done through, for example, laser therapy or regular injections into the eye. Also, with direct diabetic retinopathy, treatment can take place at the advanced stages, and again, that could be similar laser treatments or eye injections, or in some cases, eye surgery. But we also know that there are many of these diseases where there just aren't any treatments, and there's no hope for people who, for one reason or another, have these diseases. And what we want to do, and this is why this current development around gene therapy and the work being led by Spark, but also other organisations as well, in looking at the role of gene therapy to address these eye diseases, is so exciting, really. It's on the horizon of the new science and the research for the future, and actually bringing great hope and optimism to those people who are living with such diseases.
This is fantastic news. I mean, Spark Therapeutics have applied for licenses in the US and in the European Union to begin marketing this new gene therapy treatment. And, you know, this could really bring a lot of hope to people who already have the condition.
Indeed, I think what we need to make clear is that this is very early stages. Gene therapy in itself is in effect, quite a new science, new area of research. So we have to, you know, really be realistic in the expectations. But it's absolutely brilliant that, you know, eye conditions and looking to end sight loss is at the forefront of this new science. And like you said, in America, there's been a priority review, but also in the UK as well. NICE have just started a process looking at the Spark Therapeutics approach, and that process hopefully will enable development and further research in this area and fundamentally a treatment.
You made a really important point there, George, and we're talking about these treatments that are being researched at the moment or are waiting to be marketed at the moment. But in terms of the research itself, you were looking in terms of the Spark one, Paolo will be telling us, you know, this is 20 years worth of work. So although we can be excited, you know, we have to be patient as well.
That's exactly right. You know, what we do know, and one of the tragic challenges that we face at Fight for Sight, is that continuously investments in eye research, looking for those treatments, cures, looking for those ways to improve compliance treatments that can be such a big lifeline to people with different eye diseases is still woefully underfunded when compared to other conditions. And what we want to do, we really want to make sure that, you know, eye research becomes a national priority in the UK, that we do get people with fatalis, actually do get a fair share of the research funding going into looking into their diseases and conditions. And fundamentally, that we make sure that that research is channeled into those areas which can have the maximum impact. And yes, you know, as I indicated before, the UK has, you know, some of the leading brains globally in this area. We've got a great platform. We've also got some good stories to tell. But it could be so much better if we increase the priority in terms of researching and bringing that worry and anxiety that many people with sight loss and transforming that and changing that to hope and optimism for the future that they may, in some cases, regain some of their sight.
George, exciting news. And I'm sure, you know, there'll be people out there who'd like to learn more about the work of Fight for Sight, perhaps even get involved in helping raise funds for this crucial research. So if people would like more information, how can they go about doing that?
Via our website, which is fightforsight.org.uk, or contacting us by phone 0207 264 3900. And we're also on social media on Twitter and Facebook, which is Fight for Sight UK.
George McNamara, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.